Hi, this is Dr. Stephanie Wigner, your podcast host. I'm a speaker, a chiropractor, a business coach, and a multiple seven-figure entrepreneur. I'm committed to helping wellness practitioners just like you build the business and the life of their dreams. Together, we'll dive into increasing profit, hiring the right team, and buying back your time so that your life can begin to prosper. Learn how I'm increasing my wealth and building a legacy without sacrificing those that I'm building it for. This is the Wealthy Practitioner Podcast. Hello, you beautiful people. Thank you for joining me for another episode of the Wealthy Practitioner Podcast. Today, I am bringing you something special. I just hopped off of our seven-figure mastermind coaching call, and I'm fired up. I don't know if you saw my post on Instagram, but the whole chat was blown up. Everybody were like, yes, Steph, thank you. Take us to church. We needed this message. We needed this download today. And I thought it would be fun if we gave you a sneak peek at what the beginning of that call looks like. And so for those of you that don't know, I have a couple different coaching offers. We have 90-day sprint where we work in an intensive format with you, diving into your office, uncovering your bottlenecks, helping you get clarity on what you need to do next to get to the next level. And then after that, we invite people into the mastermind with us. So the mastermind is invite only. And then we have a couple times a year, we open up an application process so that people can join. And I have really high qualifiers and expectations for that because I need people coming into that don't necessarily need a lot of help inside of their business. I don't want them coming in and not understanding the concepts that make a really successful business. Outside of that, we also have expanders, which is our close-knit, high-level, high-ticket community. Most of them are already at $1 million plus, or they're diversifying businesses. Maybe they're doing coaching. We have several coaches in there as well. So this is a sneak peek at the seven-figure mastermind. And I just felt like bringing the heat today. I felt like they needed to understand what compounding energy was and how it's at play. And then it was really cool because at the end of the call, several clients were sharing their wins. And it's just a reminder that everything that we do compounds on one another and adds value to our business and our life long term. And sometimes we lose sight of that when we're so short-sighted. So have a listen. I am so excited to chat with you guys today. I don't know. I had a couple of coaching calls this morning. I feel like I'm in my groove. So I hope you guys got some good questions for me. Like, I want to just answer them all. A couple of housekeeping things though first. A couple of things that I want to touch on because it's getting brought up over and over. But speaking about Nikki, because I'm going to shout her out because she's a badass and I love having her a part of the team. Nikki and I were chatting the other day and we're obviously in a round of 90-day sprint. And even as busy as we are in our offices, having the big teams that we have and that sort of thing, like we're just applying the concepts that we are teaching you guys. And so for Nikki, she's, dude, I grew by 60 office visits a week. You know how? By applying the concepts that we talk about a 90-day sprint. Like I'm reworking my whole client journey and the attrition rate in my office by working through the things that we teach in 90-day sprint. So it's not like we're successful because we're doing something else that we're not telling you guys to do. It's like, no, we're successful because we're actually implementing the concepts that we know that work. So this is just your reminder too, to really lean into the stuff that you've learned through the Wealthy Practitioner. I think we're the best at content and the best at producing new things and bringing you new trainings, but it does no good if we're not actually implementing them. And then how we bring new trainings to you is that you guys say, hey, we tried this. Now we're running into this issue. And enough of you tell us that we're like, okay, we need to do a training on this, right? So we make all of our stuff based on the bottlenecks that you have. That's why we love open communication with you guys. That's why we love just hearing what you're going through. Even if it's not all rainbows and unicorns, it's tell us what you're going through so that we can help you work through it. And chances are somebody else on this call is also dealing with it or also worked through it recently. But there's also this concept that I wanted to talk about when it comes a couple of things. Hitting a plateau in your business. I have a couple of people in my DMs that are like, oh, we just keep hitting this revenue marker, right? We get used to this new ceiling and it's really hard to push past it. My insight for you is that you're dreaming too small of what the next level looks like. So let's say you're brushing up against 40K, 40K, 40K over and over again. You're like, I just can't get past this. What should I do? What should I do? It's come back to everything that we talk about. But also, what are you dreaming for? Are you just dreaming to get to 45K? What if you started saying, what's 75K look like? What if I nearly doubled? Because when you do that, your mindset expands and you start solving different problems. When we're just trying to grow by 2 or 5K, I love that growth because that's predictable, that's sustainable. I love growth that incrementally grows in an office like that. Or maybe you jump by 5 or 10K and then that becomes your new normal. I love that. Versus, hey, 1 month we do an extra 50K and then we're down the next month. That's not sustainable. That's not what we want in a business that's bulletproof. However, when we're coming up and we're brushing up on this plateau over and over again, it's likely because we're not asking ourselves the right questions. So if we were going to say, hey, how do I double from 40 to 80K a month? What's true? Does my schedule allow for that? Do I have the right pricing metrics in place? Do I have the right mindset that could handle that many patients? Because some of you are so committed to this story of burnout, and I'm not discrediting that you don't feel like it, but there's some aspect that you just have to embrace that this is the new level you're playing at. And when you embrace it and you stop trying to fight it so damn much, your ability to handle more increases. Right? When I decided that I was going to diversify in coaching and manage the office and coaching, it was so hard. I was like, I have no idea how I'm going to manage it all. And I was working for another company at the time. So I wasn't even like having to do all the back end stuff. I was just having to show up to coaching calls. I was like, I don't know how I'm going to do it. And then you know what? It started feeling easy, but it was like, let me figure it out. Let me get a little bit better at my time management. Let me tweak something over here. You know what? My mindset's kind of shit over here. So that's probably costing me energy. You know what makes you feel burnout is that you spend so much damn time in your head stressing about shit that never comes to fruition or worrying about stuff you have no control over. That is an energy drain. That is what is going to make you feel burnt out time and time again. And if you can get into a place to where you're like, I'm going to focus on positivity. I'm going to plug into the Wealthy Practitioner content. I'm going to put on a podcast. I am going to just really dial in and focus on the controllables. Your energy is great. Why? Because you're focusing on the shit you can control. And then things are happening and they're falling into your lap. And you're like, okay, cool. I'm excited about this 30th new patient of the month, just like I was about the first new patient of the month. And you're carrying that energy through. There's not going to be a burnout. And so I see Jared put in the chat, stop telling people that you're busy. I am one of the busiest motherfuckers that I know. And guess what? I will never say I'm too busy. Nikki hit me up on Friday. Hey, can you record a podcast for my new up and coming podcast? I'm like, let's do it, girl. Let's do it on Tuesday. You think I didn't have 100 appointments on Tuesday? Of course I did. I make time for the shit that's important to me. I make time for my family. I make time to work on the business. Why? Because this business is my livelihood. This business makes a difference in all of your lives. I would be letting every single one of you down if I did not show up and work on this. I'm not willing to do that. I'm not willing to quit on you. I guess we're going to church because I don't know where this is coming from. I told you I was in flow today, okay? I'm not willing to quit on you. So why the fuck are you giving up on yourself? Why are you waking up and being like, this is hard. I'm burnt out. I can't do it. Why? I'm not doing that. I'm trying to manage all of you and help all of you. You guys cannot quit on your goals because as many of you are depending on me and depending on Brandy and Nikki and Gabrielle, there's a whole community depending on you. And if you wake up one morning and you got a shit attitude, you're like, I'm burnt out. My team sucks. These patients are annoying. Like you're letting down an entire fucking community that could be saved at your fingertips. There's not a lot of professions that could say that. You are literally saving lives with your two hands and you're over here worrying about this team member didn't have this ready for our team meeting. Fire them. Guys, you are so capable of so much and you're letting other people dictate your success. You're letting the stories in your head dictate your success. So yes, maybe you've hit a plateau. We all do it in business. We all do. But you know what? Until you figure out what that plateau is and why it's there. But so many of you hit this bottleneck or this obstacle or this plateau and you're like, oh, that sucks. I'm going to run over here. You know what I do when something sucks? I'm like, this is so gnarly. I'm going to sit in this until I figured it out. Nobody talked to me. I'm not going to look at my phone. I might need a rant to Kyle. I might need a rant to Brandy, whatever it is. I'm like, let me figure this out because I'm going to figure it out. And the more I get distracted from it and the more I go try and focus on other things, the less attention I put here, the longer I sit in the shit. I'm not trying to sit in the shit. I want to move out of it. I don't like the shit. I like the rainbows and unicorns and bubbles of abundance. So if you're in a plateau, please know that you need to sit in it and say, where the hell am I dropping the ball? Is it my client journey? Is it my attrition rate? I started coaching everybody on attrition rates and I was like, damn, I haven't done Circle of Life's attrition rate in a long time. Then I text Nikki and I was like, this is bad. She's like, it's okay. Mine was too. I'm like, okay, but it's going to get better. You know why? Because tomorrow I'm going to go and I'm going to plug in for 5 hours with my team and we're going to fix our client journey. Why? Because that's what's required of me and the level that I am playing at. It doesn't matter if I want to. I have a team of five that I put money into their pocket, food on their table. If I don't show up tomorrow, I'm letting them down. Some of you need to take more responsibility of your life. You're all here because you have a calling on your life to do more and be more, or you wouldn't be attracted to the wealthy practitioner because we repel. We do a really good job with our marketing. If you're not about it, you don't want more, don't come over here. But all of you are here because you're attracted to that energy. So don't let your excuses be the reason that you stay stuck. Going to my next note. Compounding effort and compounding money. I had a call, coaching call. You guys know Taylor's been my longtime mentor for 4 years at this point. And I literally talking to him one-on-one maybe happens once every 12 to 18 months. Why? Because I'm not relying on Taylor to fix me. I am coming to him when I actually have a real life problem that I can't solve on my own. Now, I'm not saying Taylor's a different ballgame. He's really far removed from his clients. I like to be in the shit with you guys. That's why I'm on here telling you to not be in the shit, because I'm going to be in the shit with you. And I don't like sitting in the shit. Okay. So I'm a different mentor entirely than Taylor. However, I talked to him yesterday and it made me realize all of this compounding effort and energy over time. I started coaching him with him in 2021. I did not go to him 3 months in and be like, I haven't grown. This isn't for me. Why? Because I understand compounding effort and energy is the same thing as compounding money. The money you plug into your ATM machine today, which is considered your business, is going to produce for you from years to come. Whether you continue to work with us or whether you don't is up to you. We love you all. We would love for you to stay. But the energy and the effort that you're putting now, I promise you, is going to produce you income 5 years from now. You might not even get it yet. Like Nikki, we were chatting and she's like, I'm just so happy you didn't let off me because I didn't want to move and have associates. I didn't want to. I had too many bad experiences, but you didn't let off the gas. And I am grateful because I want to be able to fly first class to Paris with my family right now if I didn't have the income to do or the associates in my practice to give me the freedom. So she learned how to do that 2 years ago from me. I told her the right way to onboard associates that are engaged in your mission and your vision that are going to help you build something really incredible. It took her 2 years to get to a place to enjoy the fruits of those labors. Why? Because mindset comes up and you're like going through all the reasons why it won't work. That's okay. I got nothing but time. Like I'll hear every mindset limiting belief and we'll obliterate all of them. And then you're going to go and you're going to need to embody it. And then you're going to come back in 3 months and I'm going to be like, no, here it is again. Here's how it's showing up differently. That's great. But most of you who are wanting to put in $5 and eject 100 aren't willing to do the work or put in the reps or put in the time in order to get the fruits of your compounding effort. The reason it looks like 2024 was such a success because I've been at it for 10 years. It's a long time. It's not an overnight success. And for a lot of you on here that have generated success or are proud of what you do, all of you should be proud of it. But like you guys know, it started with you just saying yes to going to chiropractic school. It started with you saying, yes, I'm going to open my coaching business. It started with that. It didn't start with, oh, last month I invested in Google Ads. Guys, come on. This is a long game. I was just talking to Antonio, who a lot of you know, he's my wealth manager, right before this call. And he's like, are you feeling what I'm feeling? And I'm like, yeah. Because I was like, how you doing? He's like, oh, living the dream. And I just started cracking up. Because when you're making a shit ton of money, living the dream means you're working your ass off usually. And I'm like, yeah, me too. And he's like, but you know what's interesting that's happening in the marketplace right now that I'm seeing with my high level clients? He says, there's a lot of frauds and phonies out there in every industry. We know them in our own industry. We know them in the coaching industry. You can spot them from a mile away. He said they're crumbling because they can't handle the fact that everybody is craving for authenticity and vulnerability. And so the ones who are fake and phony are crumbling. And it's a crazy thing to see. If you're tapped into the marketplace and you study this, you'll see this. The ones who are actually legit and have something to back it up are absolutely being. So if you're not inundated with clients yet, I want you to ask yourself, how can you show up and be more authentic and be more vulnerable so that the people who are looking for a solution in your community and might've just lost their only option because the bad business owners are crumbling right now, you can step in and lead. All of you should be thinking of like, there's somebody out there that's closing their business today. I bet I could get 20 new clients. How am I going to show up today? How am I going to be ready and prepared to be able to handle that kind of volume? Compounding effort, compounding energy works the same as compounding money. Hey there, do you struggle with using multiple softwares to run your office? Well, I have the perfect solution for you. Genesis Chiropractic Software by Clinic Mind. This all-in-one system and billing service is cloud-based and designed by chiropractors for chiropractors. Its automated workflows streamline every aspect of your practice, from efficient billing processes that increase your collections to easy-to-use dashboards and retention tools that will keep your patients compliant with your care recommendations. We all know it's not just about getting more new patients, but also keeping the ones you do have happy. If you're interested in improving your office with a proven platform that works and want things to stop falling through the cracks, check them out at genesischiropracticsoftware.com. Thank you so much for tuning in to another episode of the Wealthy Practitioner Podcast. If you liked what I shared with you today, please rate the show and share it with your friends on social media. To connect with other practitioners just like you, join our exclusive Facebook group, The Wealthy Wellness Practitioner, where we continue the conversation about building profitable businesses. See you next week.